If we can just start, just first and foremost, how things are going with the off-season program and where you guys think that, what kind of strides you're making over last year.
I mean, things are going really awesome, and, you know, we just walk into the building each and every day with a new standard. You know, we know last year 9-7 wasn't good enough, and we come in every day with that in the back of our heads, and we just work to make sure that we're not at that level anymore.
I know it's... Go ahead. How does the off-season tempo pick up with the OTAs? It's another step forward. How does that...
I mean, OTAs is awesome to have. It's awesome to have the opportunity because it's just another, it's almost like another practice. You know, there's a lot of rules and such that you can't do like practice, but to be able to go out there and have the opportunity to move around with your teammates and communicate and just talk about the game and just be in that mode again, it's awesome. It's almost invaluable.
You have enough units on the field at the same time as everyone.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Gets the bullets flying and gets us out there. You know, I'm itching to hit somebody again, but we're not going to get that in the OTA. So I have to wait just a little bit longer, you know.
JD, I know it's early, but what's the chemistry like or your first impressions of Devon Kennard?
Oh, he's an awesome guy, man. He's great. And from the first day I stepped in the building, I got to meet him, man. Just you can just feel the energy that he comes to work with every single day. And just the way he carries himself, man, it's awesome to have a teammate like that. And, you know, he comes in, he sets the bar high, and I try to reset it so we can each, you know, keep going and reach new levels every single day.
Jared, I do have to ask about the Patricia stuff that's going on. How are you guys supporting him, and what's, you know, maybe a tough time for him in the organization?
I mean, honestly, once Coach Patricia came in and put that line on his chest like everybody else, he was one of us, you know, so we got his back and everything that he goes through, and we expect the same from him. And, you know, he comes to work every single day to get better, and that's what we do too. It's a team sport, and when, like I said, once he put that line on, man, he's family.
Is there anything special you're doing now, though, to show that support of him and everything?
I mean, honestly, just coming to work every day and giving it everything we got, you know, that's... He's our new coach. He's our new leader. So for us to give him anything less would be, you know, a shortfall, a shortcoming on our end.
So basically, no distractions, what you're saying?
No distraction. No distraction. You got to walk that fine line in this league, and you got to just stay focused. You got to stay focused. They do a lot of things to pull you off, but you got to stay on track.
Jared, what was your reaction, though,
when you heard the allegations? I mean, honestly, I didn't really have a reaction. You know, I honestly didn't hear about it until we got in, and, you know, he talked to us about it, and, you know, honestly, we just knew that we had to move on. We had to continue working.
Do you have any memories from college playing against Frank Ragnow? I don't know, from the tape or actually on the field?
I mean, honestly, I knew he was a ball player when we played him in Arkansas. I didn't get to finish that game, but, I mean, that offensive line and the way they ran the ball on us that game, I think that season, that was probably the most yards we gave up at that point in the season, rushing. And, I mean, he was a guy that definitely held it down in the middle for them. And, I mean, I see him in the weight room working now, and, you know, I hear a lot of coaches saying great things about him. So I think he's going to come a long way, and he's going to really help us out a lot.
What about Kerryon Johnson? I imagine you had some battles with him through the years.
I didn't get to play Kerryon. He was on the west side and of the SEC. And yeah. But I saw him and his counterpart, his teammate, Petaway. But those guys, Auburn, man, they really knew how to run the ball. And I'm really excited to see what he's going to do to help us out on the rushing end.
I got one other sort of topical thing for you. The NFL, they have the owners' meetings next week. We're going to talk about the national anthem and what should be done. There's one suggestion that players should stay in the locker room, or maybe they shouldn't. You know, how do you feel about what should happen during the national anthem?
I mean, honestly, I really don't know. I don't know what to say, man. I mean, we've been doing it's been happening in a certain way for so long, and why change it up, you know? But I know a lot of guys are going to do what they want to do and, you know, to express themselves. And, I mean, at the end of the day, I love this country. I love being here, and I love playing ball. So whatever they choose to do, we're going to follow the rules and go about it the way we've been doing it for so long. You know?
Should the team mandate one way or another, or should the league?
I mean, I honestly have no comment on that, you know?
JD, you did this event last year. What do you like about Taste of the Lions?
I mean, it's really awesome. Like, last year I was a rookie coming in and seeing all the people and, you know, seeing everybody. It was a little overwhelming, but now I just know it's a great opportunity to come out here and network and get to meet new people and just see how much the city and the fans really love the Detroit Lions.
As you go through this offseason, is there any particular part of your game you want to make the biggest jump in? I mean, the overall game, but any particular part of it that needs to...
I can't really pinpoint anything right now, but, you know, I mean, a guy like me, I'm working every single day at everything that I do on the field, so.
What's your excitement level for this defense? I know it's early, but you're starting to see it come together a little bit with some of the new pieces. Obviously, all the guys are turning in the secondary, the pieces you got in that linebacker, just maybe first impressions of how it's all coming together.
I mean, it's awesome to see new faces, man. Every time you come in a building, you see something new, and you get to see the positive effects of what it can be. And just to be around everybody, man, and working every single day and seeing how much these guys love to not only play the game but love to work, you know, it's motivating by itself. So just I can only imagine what it's going to be like during the season, to be honest.
In this last month, you got sort of a sense of what the defense is going to look like now. In other words, you got some sort of vision of what it's going to look like.
I mean,
more than you did before.
It's still honestly really early. It's really early right now, but I mean, we're going to be 11 guys out there on the field, and we're going to be hunting the ball carrier. That's all I can tell you. No surprise there, you know. No surprise there, because I mean it. We're going to be out there. We're going to be getting after it. We love this play. We love to play this game. And like I told him, we love to work. We love to work. So just to see that love and that ambition to prepare, just imagine what the product's going to look like.
Learning the defense now, as far as your role is concerned, is there anything you're looking more forward to from what you've learned so far based on what you're going to do?
I'm honestly just looking forward to getting back out there, man, putting the pads on and just making it all, putting it all together and going full speed with it. So it's going to be a little bit of a process, and as everything is in life, but I'm excited for it.